I got a little bone to pick with the programming department. Would it kill you every once in a while to play a little fog hat?
I'm a fool for wherever you're listening right now. I love your city and I love you. Friday afternoon, we get a little 3-day weekend here. Although I'm going to talk in today's sign, final segment this hour. This school schedule, man, the school district my wife works in, they had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and yesterday off. They were 2 hours late today, and next week, midwinter break! So they're working one half day in 2 weeks. It's a great schedule, if you can get it. I was working every day this week. Yeah. We are just getting some breaking news in on the Dory Monson Show. Let's get to the big lead.
The big lead. Breaking news.
Well, this is crazy. And this is from the Seattle Times, where they've also posted the video. Tim Iman, the anti-tax activist, is under investigation for stealing a $70 office chair from the entryway of an Office Depot in Lacey 2 days ago. And I just finished watching the surveillance video, and it's clearly Iman. He's not working really hard to go incognito. He's wearing a bright red shirt that says, "Let the voters decide." So you see him circling around the store lobby. He's looking in different directions. Then he walks through, you know, that they have that anti-theft device. They have two sets of sliding doors. The first set and then the second set that gets you into the store. And then there's the anti-theft device right there. So he walks through that into the vestibule, and in between the sets of sliding doors, they have this $70 office chair just kind of on display there. And you see Iman sit in the chair. He leans back, spins around 3 times, and then stands up and wheels the chair right out of the store. And then, according to the Seattle Times, a minute later, Iman returned to the store, printed and scanned some documents, exchanged one printer, and bought 2 new ones for $249. And a store employee told police, "He acted wary when I told him I would help him take the printers out to the car. When we got to his vehicle, he insisted I leave the printers on the ground next to the vehicle." The store employees noticed the chair that had been in the vestibule was gone. They checked the surveillance videos, and the store manager identified Iman based on his phone number and payment method. Seattle Times says Iman did not immediately respond to repeated calls and emails. I will tell you that Nicole just reached out to Tim. Anything back from Tim yet?
Nope, not yet.
How come everybody who will talk to me eventually goes nuts?
I don't know.
Is it me?
This is something special, though. Wow.
Here's the thing.
Not you.
Right. Okay, good. Here's the thing. I think Iman has been an important role in helping balance the mania of raising your and my taxes in this state. I think he's been an important balance. I support some of his stuff. I have not supported some of his stuff. I think what Bob Ferguson has done to him is criminal. And the Attorney General has launched a personal jihad against Tim Iman and has tried to destroy his life. And you may have heard a few weeks ago, Iman was very tearful when he came on the show and he talked about how he was getting a divorce because Ferguson went after his wife. He has to file for bankruptcy because Ferguson is trying to and succeeding, apparently, in destroying him financially. And I know a lot of people are going to hear and see this story. Well, Tim Iman stole a chair from an Office Depot, and they're going to get great joy and great glee out of it because, especially like in public employee unions, they despise the guy because he's tried to restrict the flow of money from you and me to government. And I neither love nor despise him, but I think he's been an intriguing part of the balance that would go horribly out of whack if we didn't have, I mean, yeah, he got $30 car tabs back on the ballot for this November. You know, it might be our first chance to rein in Sound Transit, the most criminally corrupt public agency in the history of the United States. And so I don't find this hilarious. I know a lot of people will. I know, because especially on the left, they hate Tim Iman. It's just sad. I mean, I don't know if, you know, there's some substance involved. I don't know if the guy's just cracking up from what's happening to him. I mean, he sounded like a broken man the last time he came on the show. And I find that our attorney general has the ability and the will to destroy people that Fergie disagrees with. I find it scary. And I continue to believe that Bob Ferguson's the most dangerous elected official that I've ever covered in my 24 years doing this show. So, but man, I mean, this is a very odd, sad, and for, I know a lot of people, you'll find it hilarious. And you can react any way you want to, but this is weird. This is just weird breaking news that we're getting in this afternoon.
I really like the term you used for him last time was exasperating. Everything he does is...
He is. He's an exasperating guy.
Exasperating.
And, you know, when he wants to come on the show, and, you know, this is one reason why he's been able to do what he's done, but he's relentless. He's relentless with Nicole. He's relentless with me. And if I want him on the show, we'll reach out to him. But he's relentless. When something negative happens, like when his divorce and bankruptcy were first announced, I wanted him on the show. We didn't hear anything. And then a couple weeks later, he said, I was too broken. He said, I would have been sobbing. And he came on, and I found him to be a sympathetic figure. But, yes, he's been a guy of wild extremes. Honestly, I see this. I hope he's okay. I don't know what's going on in this video. But it's just very weird that, you know, Tim Iman now, as he's trying to get people to shore up support for that $30 tabs initiative, he's being investigated for stealing a $70 office chair from an Office Depot in Lacey. So that's the breaking news just coming in. And if we hear back from Tim, I don't think we will. Seattle Times has been trying all day, apparently. And we have tried about 20 minutes ago. And we're not hearing back from him as well. Next up in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top trending.
Speaking of crazy, so this morning the president announced a national emergency to get funding to build the wall. And then he took questions. It was a crazy press conference and statement. The press corps is despicable and reprehensible. As, you know, they are part of the resistance movement. Trump couldn't have sounded more goofy, like in this, when he said he knows there will be legal challenges about this national emergency to get billions more to build a wall.
National emergency, and we will then be sued, and they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit, even though it shouldn't be there. And we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll get another bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get a fair shake, and we'll win in the Supreme Court. Just like the ban, they sued us in the Ninth Circuit, and we lost, and then we lost in the appellate division, and then we went to the Supreme Court, and we won.
I'm sorry, but that sounds like a guy who's just about to steal a $70 chair from an Office Depot. Just crazy. But then there were moments of unbelievable clarity and I would say genius from the president this morning.
Hey, President Trump, I know you want to talk about the border wall, but what are your thoughts on Seattle talk radio host Dory Monson?
I think he's a great guy. He's a guy who can speak for 3 hours without a phone call. Try doing that sometime. For 3 hours he speaks. He's got one of the biggest audiences in the history of the world. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. Try speaking for 3 hours without taking calls. Taking calls is easy. Okay, I'll answer this one, I'll answer that one. He goes for 3 hours, and he's got an audience that's fantastic.
So, you know, he goes crazy when he's talking about the court challenges, and then he's right there. He couldn't be more lucid. So I appreciate the kind words from the president. And I don't even know, who's the reporter that brought me up during the press conference this morning?
I don't know, never heard of him.
Yeah, we never figured out who that was. Anyway, we really appreciate it. Up next in the Big League.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
So yesterday, we played for you a little bit of this video that's just gone crazy viral. A wife and mom out in Edmonds named Stephanie Nelson. She made a I'm going crazy being housebound because of all the snow song. And then right after we played it, I get a very nice message from Stephanie. And so we invited her to come down and pop in the studio with us this afternoon. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Stephanie Nelson from Edmonds.
Yes.
Did you grow up around here?
I grew up in Edmonds.
Did you go to Edmonds Woodway?
I did.
Did you?
2000.
2000.
Yeah. Hmm. 19 years ago.
I know.
You're a numbers guy. I know.
My wife might have been the tennis coach there.
Oh, I didn't do sports.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just I was a cheerleader.
Really? Do you know Nikki? Did you know Nikki Snow?
Mm.
She might have been a couple years before.
I also don't remember names.
Oh, okay. So, we got a lot of time. No. Okay, I love this. So, so tell me, because I've heard that this has been viewed more than 40,000 times.
Okay.
So tell me, how does this come together? What were you doing? What was the deal, Stephanie?
I always do little videos for my friends. I get bored in my house and I. I'm alone, you know, sometimes I put my daughter in the playroom and then I just try to come up with something funny to post online. So
how old's your daughter?
She's six.
Okay. And so she, what is she, kindergarten, first grade?
She's in kindergarten.
Okay. And so she's housebound all week
yes.
because of the snow.
Yes.
And you're just going crazy now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when I needed to get to work, so.
Okay. And yeah. so you recorded this little video. And how does something like that just take off?
I'm not entirely sure, other than this guy, my husband over there, pushing it like crazy. It embarrasses me. Like, he's just sharing it like crazy, and he never goes on social media, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's your hype man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody needs one.
You have a great voice, and we were going to play a little bit from the video, but we thought if you're here,
mm-hmm.
would you, and you don't have to wait right yet, but this is a song from A Star Is Born.
Yes.
I have not seen this movie. I know that Nicole and Ursula, you guys love this movie.
Yes. We
right?
both saw it a couple times, and we have the soundtracks and love this song.
And it's Bradley Cooper, is that right?
Yes.
And Lady Gaga.
Yes. And that's why I was so impressed with her hitting a Lady Gaga note.
So Lady Gaga, Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
is I've heard her sing, not in person live, but I've heard her on the radio in live performances. It's tough to replicate that, which is why I think everybody was so amazed with your video, because doing Gaga is, that's tough.
Sure.
Have you ever done any, I mean, have you aspired to do some professional singing?
Oh, in my 20s, I pursued a music career, but so.
then the hubby and baby comes.
Yep, and then yeah. I'm going to work.
Everything goes on hold then.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, would you do a little bit of this for us?
Yeah. Can I do it a cappella, though?
You don't want the... Because
I don't know if I'll screw it up.
Oh, you don't want the karaoke sound bed?
No, I might screw it up.
Okay, all
I
right.
don't want to do that.
Yeah. So, and again, so the concept behind the lyrics was... You're just sick of being in the house because of the snow.
Yes.
Okay.
Trapped.
This is Stephanie Nelson from Edmonds a cappella doing Shallow, the Lady Gaga song from A Star Is Born.
Uh-huh.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Take it away, Stephanie.
Okay. Tell me something, snow. Aren't you tired of keeping us indoors? Or will you fumble? Ain't it hard keeping it so darn cold? I'm losing my mind. If school's canceled again, I'll find myself longing for some space. Stuck in the house for like the millionth time. I'm off the deep end. Watch as I lose it. I'm trapped in my house again. And I'm out of coffee. And that's terrifying. We're far from the summer now. Trapped in my house. Trapped in my house again. Trapped in my house. Trapped in my house again. Trapped in my house, trapped in my house again. We're far from the summer now.
Woo! That is awesome. Nicely done.
Thank you.
It was cute that you looked like you were so nervous doing this.
I know. I'm used to singing in front of thousands, and it's only four of you.
That's adorable. Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, the brought tears to my eyes. It's a beautiful voice. So how far did you go with your music career pursuit?
I made an EP. Okay. And that's it.
Okay. But now you're singing to the biggest audience in radio.
There you go.
So
yes.
Today you finally
Today's
made
my
it.
Day.
Yes. Well, I really appreciate you coming down.
Thanks
here.
For having
very
me.
Nice.
It was fun.
It's really nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank
you.
You
have
nice
a
to
lovely
meet you
voice.
Too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's Stephanie Nelson from Edmonds, and that is our big lead this hour.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
We're going to check the news for you and then solid, solid batch of our awesome audio of the week coming up next. Okay, I don't know if I should be blaming Sean or Matt Gilbert. Did Matt remind Sean? No, ultimately, why do we need Matt Gilbert to remind you?
Wow, I really can't believe you forgot.
I don't know.
But I reminded you at the top of the hour.
But I already had that ready. You didn't need to remind me. You should have saved your reminder for now.
But we...
You only get one per show.
We always do Foghat at 2 on Fridays. We always do Dead Mouse at 2:30 on Fridays.
I don't know why I can't get that drilled into my skull, Dory, but as you can see, I did a fine mixing job.
I thought that I tried to plug the drill hole in your skull when I said, are you ready with all the Fridays?
Who
stuff?
Are you, Jeffrey Dahmer all of a sudden?
Ooh. Oh, this took an ugly turn. Crying out loud. Okay. By the way, Dead Mouse was in the news this week. He allegedly did something. Remember the S on Dead MAU5. Dead MAU5. He did something bad. I don't remember what. I don't even know if we should play his music. Ooh. What was it?
Well, I think he lashed out in a homophobic slur.
Oh, really?
Crying out loud.
Dead to me, Mouse.
Let's get to our favorite sound bites of the week.
This is Dory Monson's Awesome Audio Clips of the Week.
And our Awesome Audio is brought to you by Brown Bear Car Wash at number 3. You know, there's all this blackface, the Democrat Virginia governor, the Democrat Virginia attorney general. Whose fault is all this blackface? Thank goodness CNN had a panelist to tell us whose fault this is.
Number 3.
It has to be front and center, and we can't forget about the person who is dividing us and who himself is injecting this into the country to live up again and coming out again. And we haven't seen it be this bad in recent time till the president has really made this a race issue, whether it's about African-Americans. Certainly he's doing it all over the board with immigrants, but we need to have this conversation.
I cannot. Well, I just can't. 1984, 1980, right. Gucci just a few days ago. This is not about President Donald Trump.
Yes, it's Trump's fault that the governor of Virginia took a blackface photo in 1984. Of course it's Trump's fault. It was on CNN, after all. Number two in our awesome audio. This was the most reprehensible soundbite of the week. Jay Inslee, a press conference about their snow response.
Number two.
I want to say something, too, and I hope it's not too off talk of it, but I have to say it. When I think of our community that has homeless people who actually, one of whom lost their life to exposure, and realize that we don't have a system to handle this problem in the state, it kind of drives me nuts, given the wealth that exists in the state of Washington. And I just want to note that, because today in the legislature we have a proposal to have a tax system on really high-income people that...
How about that? The death of a homeless person in the snow gave Jay Inslee an opportunity to pitch a state income tax. Never let a good tragedy go to waste. Right, Governor? And at number one, this is the sweetest story. A police chief in Texas, a little girl, 6 years old, has inoperable brain cancer. And this sheriff was breaking up as he swore her in as an honorary deputy.
Number one.
I now.
And forever.
And forever.
Promise. To keep fighting the bad guys.
To keep fighting the bad guys.
Until. All of my cancer is gone.
Until all my cancer is gone.
She goes, I want to be a police officer. I look back at her dad and I said, she probably should have never told me that. And he kind of just winked at me and I said, we're going to make that happen.
They beat up my body. I want to help the bad guys go away. And I want to help this cancer, like, go in five seconds.
Our greatest struggle is saying no to fear.
We're strong in our faith. We believe in God. And, you know, the doctors can say what they say medically, but we know that God is the one that has her destiny in his hand.
It felt me inside of my heart and in my body. It felt excitement and all of love.
And may God bless 6-year-old Abigail and her family. Those are our favorite sound bites of the week. Lots more straight ahead. Roy Muncy Show.
Hey, down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a week, what a show. And we got a 3-day weekend ahead of us now. And I hope you do what I'm planning to do on Monday. Just spend all of your free time, all of your vacation day time or holiday time, just thinking about all of our presidents. I don't care how you divvy it up. You'll probably want to spend about 98% of it thinking about Trump. But Taft, give Taft and Hoover a little bit of thought on this President's Day. But whatever you do, don't do anything fun for yourself. I want you to just think about our presidents. What a dumb holiday. Really, what is it? I mean, so we can have a mattress sale. That's why we have President's Day. Nobody thinks about our presidents unless they're just obsessed in love or with hate against a current president. President's Day. It's a dumb holiday. I just thought about that. And then, let me get into something else here before I get to today's sign. So in the school district where my wife works, there was no school because of snow Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and yesterday. School canceled 4 days. Today, 2 hours late. Next week, midwinter break. I gotta get a teacher's schedule. I swear. You get 2 weeks off at Christmas. Then you get 4 days off because of snow. Then you go to work for about a half day today. Then you get all of next week off. That should tide you over till April when you get another week with spring break.
And that tides you over until, it could be late June, early July with all these snow days. But then you get 2 months off. 2 months. That's a schedule there. Man, overworked and underpaid. I know. That's what I hear all the time. But seriously, they're going to have worked about a half day in a two-week stretch this week and next. That's a sweet gig. I know. We have to make it up at the end of the year. Yeah, I know. Everybody works their butt off on those snow makeup days in late June. The kids are really dialed in to learn, and the teachers are just nose to the grindstone that snow makeup final week in the summertime, right? I know what reality is. Come on, you can't fool me. Before I get out of here for the three-day weekend, let's get to today's episode of...
Today's sign that the end is near.
Hey, remember that guy that I told you about a few weeks ago? He went to use the bathroom at a Burger King down in Oregon. Curtis Bruner then got locked in the bathroom. Bruner filed a suit in January against Burger King. A manager, after he got out, well, let me tell you how they got him out finally. He was trapped for over an hour in the Burger King because it had a faulty lock on the bathroom door. Employees allegedly slid a fly swatter under the door for Bruner to pry open the lock. And according to his lawyer, it caused him to cut his hand. He also claims the employees were laughing at him. After he finally got out of the bathroom, he says that he was left so shaken by the event, it triggered his PTSD and left him too upset to drive. They said in the lawsuit, the cleanliness of the place was less than desirable. Highway bums use it as a changing room. It's not a pleasant smelling place. Being locked in there for over an hour, you smell like that when you get out. So after he got out, a manager at the Burger King allegedly said, hey, you know what? We'll give you a Whopper a week for the rest of your life. And he goes, okay. And then Burger King Regional, they pulled the offer. They said, we can't give this guy, because it was valued at $9,000, a Burger King a week for the rest of his life. And so he sued them, and it's finally been settled, and he is going to get the value of a Whopper a week for the rest of his life, $9,026. And what's interesting about that is that works out to a Whopper a week for the next 22 years. His lifespan is actually, on actuarial tables, he should live about another 30 years. But they said that when they calculated his life, if he eats a Burger King Whopper awake, he's probably going to die a little young. So they cut it back to 22-year payout. But the bathroom guy, he is getting his Whoppers. But he's getting it all up front. He's getting all the cash now. And then finally, in today's sign, a guy in Minnesota, huge President Trump supporter. He has reportedly been to 46 Trump rallies. Anywhere near Minnesota, Trump has a rally, this guy goes. Randall Tom is his name. Randall Tom loves President Trump so much, he named his dog Donald Trump. Well, a few days ago, Donald Trump, the dog, was shot and killed. And there are a lot of people on social media who believe that it was a Democrat who just hates Trump. And since this beautiful, looks like a husky, this beautiful dog was named Donald Trump, there's been a lot of speculation that that's why a Democrat in the area, you know, Minnesota's crazy politically. They elected that Ilhan Omar, the raving anti-Semite. They elected her to Congress. So they got some wackos there in Minnesota, just like we have here. Now, that's being disputed that that was the reason Donald Trump, the dog, got shot and killed. Others say that the husky was threatening livestock and it was a landowner who killed the dog because of the livestock. In fact, neighbors have lodged 14 complaints about this man's dogs running loose and killing animals, according to the sheriff. So the sheriff says, no, it probably was not a politically motivated hit, but just somebody protecting their livestock. And so this could only happen in Trump's America. All right, I need something to take us into this holiday three-day weekend. We're taking it on the holiday road this weekend. I saw some really sad news a few days ago about Lindsey Buckingham, that he had some heart surgery and his vocal cords somehow got damaged during the heart surgery and he may not be able to sing anymore. He's had a rough year or so. Fleetwood Mac kicked him out of the band when they announced they were going on tour a few months ago. And now the medical issues. He's always been a terrific artist, both with Fleetwood Mac and his solo stuff, too. So we wish him the best. All of that is today's sign, the end is near. And I got to get out of here, because I've said absolutely everything that I have to say for this week. But I will go home and think up a bunch of new stuff for Tuesday's extravaganza. We're going to take a little three-day weekend ourselves. So have yourselves a fantastic weekend. Thank you again for all your great contributions to the show. You are sincerely appreciated. County Mike Todd coming up next, and I will see you back here Tuesday. Hi, Nick. Hi, Nick.